You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Time for a trending report. What's trending? Somebody sold Adam Levine a fake Maserati.
He had it coming. He had it coming, though.
He's going to be mad. Get a load of this. So he did this vehicle swap.
Okay.
With this guy named Rick. And he gave Rick two cars that combined were worth about $1 million.
Jeez, Lou. God.
And in return, Rick gave him a 1971 Maserati, a certain one of their spiders or whatever.
Fancy.
Apparently, Jeremy, only 25 of these were ever made, so they're worth about $1 million. So to Adam Levine,
hey, good
that
trade.
That was a fair
right?
trade.
Yeah.
Now, those of you who don't know who Adam Levine is, he's the lead singer of Maroon 5, so there. Anyway, Adam found out this thing isn't real. It's not a real Maserati. It's a fake Maserati.
Come on, Rick. He didn't have somebody like check this out first and check VIN numbers. And
I think for $1 million, I'm going to do a little bit of research.
Do some research. Yeah.
Anyway, I don't know. Look,
this guy Rick's like, yeah, trust me, it's real.
He's basically got ripped off for $1 million, so I shouldn't laugh. But at the same time, it's some rock star who's just dabbling in trading million-dollar automobiles.
Like I said, too, he had it coming. This is just karma, because wasn't he cheating on his wife and everything?
Oh.
On that app, remember? He was, like, messaging people on Instagram. And
wow.
It's karma, dude.
Cheat on your wife, get a fake Maserati.
That's right. It's a tale as old as time.
There's a study that's out. Experts are predicting that we're just 10 years away from robots doing as much as almost 40% of our domestic chores.
Time to do the dishes again.
The robot will do the dishes. It will get the groceries. It'll do household cleaning. It will do ironing, folding, laundry, shopping for
you. I love all of this. Do all the crappy work.
Yeah, do you want to clean your toilet or do you want the robot to do it?
Boy, God, what did you do to your toilet?
Anyway, that's coming within 10 years, so that's pretty cool.
Do you like it when I do my robot voice?
Oh, it's
I feel
fine.
Like you do.
It's not as good as your little Dom voice.
It's not. It really. I got to work on the robot voice, don't I?
Yeah. Keep working.
Beep, boop, boop.
Home Depot.
Yeah?
You've heard of them. You going to play your Home Depot
music?
Oh,
I didn't know you were going to talk about them.
Well, we don't have to, but I just know how much you like to play that music.
Yeah, we do. That's why I saved this song. Okay, now give me the rest of the story.
Home Depot is spending $1 billion to raise its starting wage, so all employees will now make at least $15 an hour.
Hey, that's nice.
The CEO said, quote, "The most important investment we can make is in our people." I'd have a few other recommendations for Home Depot personally, but that's a good start.
What are they? Tell me.
I'm gonna say they're great because they are
great.
They're great. Great, great, great.
I love Home Depot.
I got some news for nerds stuff for you. If you wonder sometimes whether it's better to get your exercise in the morning or in the afternoon, new research. Do your beep, boop, bop.
Beep, boop, bop, boop.
New research suggests working out in the afternoon is actually better than exercising in the morning or in the evening.
Really?
If either way, exercising is going to help you extend your life. They say there's just no question anymore. Even a brisk walk, if you do a brisk walk every day, statistics show you will live longer, okay?
That's just the bottom line. It's like, just get out there and move and do something every day.
Move your damn body.
But don't, if you're doing that brisk walk, don't do the brisk walk, you know.
With the arms?
With the arms and the hips back. Look at me doing it.
It's called speed walking.
I hate that. You look ridiculous.
You know I'm a serious walker. I have done more than 3,000 miles in a year before, but I will not walk like that.
Those hips don't lie.
Oh, what else? Let's see. Being a meteorologist in Southern California seems like the easiest job in the world, but things got really interesting this week. The first blizzard warnings in SoCal in more than 30 years. Man, the earth is going crazy, isn't it?
Oh, they had to scramble, I bet.
What else? Okay, here's the mature audiences only news for nerds story. 30 years ago, archaeologists dug something up that they thought was an ancient Roman tool used for sewing. Well, it was an ancient Roman tool, all right.
Okay.
But not that kind of tool. They think now, they're like, oops, that's not for sewing. That's actually a sex toy.
Okay.
Hey, even ancient Romans had needs.
Freaky deaky. I saw this thing, and yeah, it's made out of wood, and I immediately thought of splinters. I'm like, you really have to be careful with this.
No,
you could hurt yourself.
Gotta polish
you
it.
You could hurt yourself.
So to speak.
Don't.
Don't.
What?
Don't.
Yeah, you can get the lumber at Home Depot and then make your own.
Guess who's going to Home Depot this weekend?
All right, what else is trending?
World Bartender Day. I don't know what you're supposed to do with that. Are you going to see a bartender at all this weekend?
I will. I will see one today.
You have a date night going on?
Let's call it an early dinner.
All right. Let's call it an early dinner. Okay. Do you have an early dinner going on this weekend?
Yeah.
How early are we talking?
But I insist on sitting at the bar.
I know. You like it in your good spot, but what are you going to do? Like rolling at 3? You're talking a 3 o'clocker?
I'll be there by 4.
Okay, that's good. Well,
is that too early for you?
No. Honestly, you know what? I'd like to poke fun at you and have jokes, but I get it. I get it, man.
You know, we were just talking a little while ago about, you know, what got ruined because more people started doing it. And it's one of them. Sitting at the bar.
Yes.
And B, going earlier to beat the rush. And so we're having to, you know, all of us who like that kind of stuff are having to go a little bit earlier, a little bit earlier, a little bit earlier. Otherwise, you walk in at 5 o'clock, you can forget it. You're not getting a seat.
Forget about it. Yeah. I'm going to tell you right now, I've approached that age, Dom, where I need to eat a little earlier because it sits a little heavy. You know, I'm not going to be eating dinner at 6 and 7 o'clock at night.
Well,
and trying
I try
to go
to
bed and lay in there like a beach
I'm
whale.
I'm mostly like a 17-7 guy on the intermittent fasting.
Yeah, you're doing the fasting.
So if I can get done by 5 o'clock, then, you know, I'm looking at 8 or 9 o'clock the next morning.
Even if you're not fasting, you shouldn't just be eating so much and then laying in your bed. Ugh. Anyway, listen to us.
What else is ready?
Rihanna. You pick.
It's Rihanna. She has picked.
I know. The Super Bowl halftime performance that she was
Why
at.
Why does it upset you?
I'm a Rihanna.
She pronounces her.
For years and years, it's been Rihanna.
It's never been that with her.
I know, but it's been that with everybody else.
But it's her name.
And that's what stuck with me. It's the same with double spacing after a period. I'm still going to do it.
Why are you being stubborn?
I like
that you know it's Rihanna, and that's what she wants.
Because to me, it feels funny now saying Rihanna when it's always been Rihanna.
But it shouldn't.
I know. I get it.
She would appreciate it.
I'm also the guy that says Chipotle. Okay? So we just all have our thing that we hang our hat on. Okay? The FCC is coming out and saying that they had 100...
You're hanging your hat on ignorance?
No, it's just one of those things where it's like, at this point, I'm not going back.
Why
I'm
not?
Going. It's not ignorant. It's just stubborn. It's stubborn, not ignorant. Because I know that it's Chipotle.
So then why wouldn't you say it?
Chipotle is easier. 103 complaints for the Super Bowl halftime show.
With who?
The performer that was there that evening.
The performer in red.
Rihanna. The people were mad that she was, you know, it was some dirty messages in her songs, and they felt like some of her performance was pornographic. A lot of parents, a lot of puckered parents writing in. And
look, if it was
a lot of rubbing,
that's nothing.
That's nothing. Where is that story? Let me scroll back up. They said during the whole Janet Jackson Timberlake thing, 540,000 complaints came in on that halftime show. So yeah. 103 is not bad. Here's something for the 90s kids. Make you feel super old. You're going to fall on the ground and have an aneurysm right now. Two American Girl dolls are coming out. They're part of the brand's historical characters line, and they're supposed to show what life was like way back in 1999, Dom. What was life like back then?
Did we have electricity
back then? I don't know! They're going to be twins decked out in 90s gear. Isabel and Nikki are going to be their names. Isabel's going to look like a character out of the movie Clueless. And then Nikki is going to be mostly grunge because that whole 90s grunge phase. She's a skater, has a flannel shirt.
SK8ER, I hope.
Yeah, dude. So, anyway, that's coming out. The historical collection. There's your big takeaway, guys. New sequel coming out.
What do you think about that whole American Girl $100-something per doll?
I'm not going to comment on that. Why would I step into that? Step on that landmine. They're expensive. I will say my sister had all of them growing up. And luckily,
and
my daughter right now.
She still does.
I mean, they're collectible now at this point. The original ones, holy crap. But my daughter now has not gotten into that phase. And I'm glad, mostly because these dolls are $115 each. Mm-hmm. And then the racket of buying all the accessories for them. You got to accessorize them. So,
see, you did use the R word. I was wondering if you were going to do that. I let you step in it.
What was the R word?
With ours and
they don't advertise. Yes, American Girl doesn't advertise. Shut up.
All day long.
Well, they don't anymore. Hey, there's a sequel coming out to How the Grinch Stole Christmas, you guys.
This is called
How the Grinch Lost Christmas. They say the Grinch is still a good guy, but he struggles to remember the true meaning of the holiday as he attempts to decorate the most elaborate tree and win Whoville's Christmas crown.
All right.
It's a book. I'm sure it'll translate to a movie and a TV series at some point, but I did
and
see pictures of it. Merchandise. It looks really good. I guess Dr. Seuss actually had nothing to do with this. It's just a brand new story. Well, you know, they didn't find any manuscripts hidden under his mattress or anything like that. You know he's dead.
He didn't step out of the crypt and say, I've got another brilliant idea.
A sequel to The Grinch. Brilliant. That's all I want to tell you. Oh, wait, no, wait. Fat America. Here's Fat America. There's an ice cream coming out that has actual French fry pieces in it. It's called Malted Milkshake and Fries. So it tastes like a milkshake and fries.
How do they not get all soggy?
I don't know. The flavor is an old school diner vibe. You get an old school diner vibe when you're eating this ice cream. Sweetheart. So that's coming out. All right, clickbait.
Clickbait.
Doll. Hey, doll. I always love that when I go to Gunther Tootie's and the waitress comes over and sits down with you. And she's like, what's up, doll? Nothing. Just ordering breakfast.
I like that kind of stuff, too.
Facebook is
some
where you
people
can find
get all
us.
Bent out of shape over it.
Why are they getting bent out of shape about diners?
Know. That could be, no, not diners, but the whole thing. Okay, let's talk about this.
Everybody sit back.
Everybody sit back and let's talk
Settle
about
down.
This.
Settle down.
There are two kinds of people in this world.
Yes.
They're the people who, when they go out to eat, if the server comes up and pulls up a chair and sits down and starts chatting with you and laughing, or they sit down in the booth with you,
mm-hmm.
and there's some people who are like, that is so cool. And then there's the other group of people who are like, I hate that. They should not be sitting down at my table.
It's not
they
professional. Not. That's not what we're here for. Leave me alone.
There's very few people who are noncommittal about that and ambivalent about it. They either think it's the greatest thing in the world or they hate it.
I'm half and half. Depends on
how
where
can you
I'm
be
at.
Half and half?
I'm half and half. If I'm at Gunther Tootie's, all day long sit next to me.
Oh, so it just depends on the restaurant?
If I'm
why?
At a fancy steakhouse on a date night, I don't want
Even
anybody.
Even better.
No, God, no.
Oh. Way better.
Nope. I don't want that.
See, I feel like
that's
I would
all
be
business.
That server who does that. Like, sits down and says, oh, my God, my feet are killing me. What do you guys want?
Have you seen the prices of steaks here? Good God. You guys could have went to Applebee's.
My feet are killing me. I'm going to take your order, but you can go get it yourself because I'm just really tired.
Yeah. That's up there with those places that bring the steak out to you and, like, cook it right there or make you cook it. No, thank you.
Now, I have been to the steakhouses where you do go and cook your own steak. They have
then
little
I'm
grill things set up.
Staying home and cracking open the barbecue,
gotta
man.
Gotta say, my buddy Mike Kassler, my buddy
old
Mike.
Old Mike Kassler.
Old Mike Kassler. I've known him since I was in first grade.
Good guy.
He lives out in San Diego now. He's like, hey, when you get out here next, I'm going to take you to the steak restaurant where you cook your own steak. And like you, I was like, why would I do that? He goes, yeah. No, you'll like it. And it was fun.
Was it?
I gotta say, it was fun. I liked it. You don't have to do everything, but just cooking your steak, you can cook it the way you like
it.
Make
you bake your own potato.
No, they do everything else, but you cook your steak.
Why?
Seems
Why?
Like you, being the control freak that you are,
no,
you would be
No, I'm fine
over
with somebody
that.
Cooking my... The big question is why?
I don't know. Different?
The whole thing is stupid.
Well, it's not stupid. It's just
stupid.
Different. Well, you think anything that's
so they're going to make
different.
A salad in the back and bring it to you. They'll make the baked potato and bring it to you. They'll bring you all the drinks and extra baskets
sides,
of bread, but they're like, whoa,
everything.
Whoa, 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 we're going to throw the brakes on when it comes to cooking the steak. That's all
cook
you,
your
dork.
Own steak. Yeah.
Why?
CYOS, man.
It's cute. It's cute.
No, make
it's
up
part
your mind.
Of the shtick.
Stupid
it's,
or cute?
It's part of their shtick. It's fine for them, but it's stupid.
That was good steak, too.
I bet. All right.
Maybe because
you have to season it yourself, too. But well, I'm put my own seasoning on
obviously,
it.
You have something to do with the seasoning.
What if you overcook it? Do they bring you out a new steak to try again?
That's a great question.
I feel like
I
there's
know.
A lot of pressure put on you to grill the perfect steak in the middle of a restaurant with everybody watching you.
So if you F up your own steak, do you get another one?
I would want another one. It's too much pressure.
It's funny. I'm wondering about that.
We have clickbait. It's a dog with a really long tongue. You can check it out on our Facebook page, Dom and Jeremy. It's cute. He's a cute dog.
Right. Cute dog.
Cute dog. Well, I enjoyed that.
I got a lot out of it. I'm sure we're going to get texts now about the places where you cook your own food. I think it's interesting. Look, here's the thing. You know going in. So if you don't want to do that, don't go. Solves that.
Solves that, doesn't it? You speak the truth. Just don't go.
Kelly wrote in, said, I used to work at the doll hair salon at American Girl.
They have a hair salon?
I didn't know that.
What? Did they have to like do a shampoo on it and everything too? That's weird.
Andy sent in a nasty text message about the Roman ancient tool that we were talking about.
Referencing a Toy Story character. Okay, yeah, that's good.
Cindy says, Lulu's in Watkins has a steak special where you can take your steak outside and grill it yourself while watching people throw horseshoes and playing volleyball.
Okay.
You can't tell me, being the grill master that you are, that wouldn't be kind of fun for you.
That sounds kind of
fun. Get your beer.
That sounds unique there.
Take your beer, get your steak, go out to a grill, and like hobnob.
That restaurant sounds fun.
Doris asks a fair question. What's the difference with that and going to the melting pot, Jeremy?
The smell.
Yeah, but it's a
because
melting pot. You're cooking your own
you
food,
are,
too.
You are, but it's a... Yeah, I know. I don't want to... We love melting pot.
We do love the melting
no
pot.
No comment,
but
it is...
Thing.
The cooking style is different, too, because if you know if you're a griller, you smell like smoke and charcoal when you're done. You don't get that at the melting pot. It's just a bowl of boiling water. So if I'm going to a fancy restaurant, I don't want to smell
oil.
Like smoke and charcoal when I leave.
Going back to Kelly, who worked at the doll hair salon at American Girl, she followed up with, it wasn't cheap.
I bet. I bet. It's something.